is our returning champion, Steve Reed from Broomfield, Colorado. Stand by to see Steve play for a diamond bracelet valued at $9,200. Today on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Mercedes-Benz valued at $26,184 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. I thank you. Welcome to Sale of the Century. Nice to have you here with us, and we're delighted to welcome back our champion, Steve Reed. Hello, Steve.
Hi.
Steve, I didn't get a chance to ask you. We've talked about many things, but I didn't ask you what you do for a living, sir.
I'm a train dispatcher. I work for a major railroad in the Rocky Mountains.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. You enjoy it?
It is. It's quite a bit of fun, yeah.
Well, you're doing very well here. You've passed on a number of items, put money in your bank account. $295 you've got in there right now. So you need a win today with just $45 more, and you can have that diamond bracelet worth well over $9,000. You're $150 away from a trip to Egypt worth almost $11,000. So you're getting up and into the big things. All set to go?
Yeah. Air's getting thin.
Good luck. Fine champion. Here to introduce the challenger, Summer Bartholomew. Hi, Summer.
Hello. Hello.
Bring us some good players, I hope.
Yes. This challenger is writing a cookbook from Los Angeles, California. Let's all welcome Janet Bain.
Hi there, Janet.
And this challenger's ambition is to become a movie star. Originally from New Berlin, Wisconsin, let's greet Joe Lustig.
Hi, Joe.
We'll see you a little later with some bargains, Summer. Thank you. Joe, your ambition is to become a movie star.
That's right.
Are you doing anything about that?
Well, I'm trying to get into commercials right now, Jim, but I'd eventually like to star in the next remake of The Three Musketeers.
Oh, so you want to do that swashbuckling,
classic,
huh?
You bet.
Sounds like it'd be a lot. Well, good luck with your ambitions.
Thank
and good
you,
luck
sir.
Here. Janet, you're writing a cookbook.
What? That's right,
Jim.
There
are a lot of cookbooks. What are you doing different?
Well, mine is for the lazy and budget-minded gourmet.
Lazy and budget-minded and still gourmet.
Well, absolutely.
Sounds like you got a handle on a good idea there.
Thanks.
Good luck with your book. Good luck here. $20 starts all three players off. And this question. This TV series was canceled twice, brought back by viewer demand, and stars Steve?
Star Trek.
No, well, quick buzzer cost you. It stars Sharon Gless and Tyne Daly as two New York cops. That's Cagney and Lacey.
Right.
And you lose $5 for the incorrect answer right off the bat, going down to 15. Beethoven and Brahms are two of the famous three Bs. Steve.
Bach.
Oh, that's right, Johnny Bach. I remember that. You're right. Get back up to 20. $5 for the correct answer. Bach it is. What part of your body has areas called the ball, the arch, and the instep? Steve.
Foot.
Foot it is. Champion just beating everyone in the buzzer. He's in the lead now. 25. Complete John Paul Jones' famous quote. I have, Joe.
Not yet begun to fight.
I didn't even need to give you half of it. You got the whole thing. Very nicely done. Joe, you got a 25. Time, Steve. What kind of food do these words refer to? Munster, Gruyere, and Joe!
Cheese.
Is he right writing the cookbook, Janet?
Yeah, he's right.
Yeah, okay. You get another 5, so goes to 30. Janet knew it. He was just a little quick with a buzzer. It is time now for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. We have a sales surprise that could come up at any time with a bonus. Now, Joe, you have the lead. You've got a $5 lead over the champion. First opportunity for you to buy. Can we interest you in this?
Joe, make all the right moves with this computer chess set. See if you can checkmate your electronic opponent on this sensational microprocessor chessboard. It's programmed up to a world championship level. It's furnished by Futuretronics. This challenging chess set is normally priced at $599. Today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Very nice. Well, that's very intriguing. David is sitting there looking so, so strong, and meanwhile, he's jumping like Chinese checkers this way. No, it's not the way you play that day. Great game. Very intriguing. Do you play chess at all, Joe?
Checkers is more my speed, but I can learn.
Well, $599 worth. Well, if you don't play, and it would cost you $5, then I feel I should help you learn. You might want to buy a book to learn.
That would help.
There might even be a $200 book out there someplace. You'd learn how to be a master. $799 bargain for just one question. $5. Going once. Going twice. He's buying. Join the chess set. Join the cash. And all it costs you is $5. We knock that off your score. You're down to 25 and a tie with Steve. Enjoy that. This writer brings the doll in a beer commercial. And in real life, he created Steve.
Mickey Spillane.
He created Mike Hammer. Yes, indeed. It is Mickey Spillane. Champion gets into the lead by five. What kind of bird lays the smallest egg? Steve?
Robin.
No, no, it's a hummingbird. Oh. Some of my jokes lay the biggest, but it's a hummingbird, the smallest. You lose $5 on that, down to 25. Or it's down to 30. Is the score correct? Champion is at 30. No, he's down to 25. Thank you. In Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, who was Bob Cratchit's grumpy boss? Joe!
Ebenezer Scrooge.
That's who it is, yes. Well, that's a part you might want to play sometime, Joe. Joe goes into the lead now, my boy. Time now for the Fame Game. The players play for a pick of the Fame Game board. A lot of information. Buzz in when you know a famous thing. I am a comic strip, which began in 1950. I appeal to both children and adults. My creator was born in Minneapolis. He did poorly in school, and even his cartoons rejected by the high school yearbook. But he persisted, and I am now seen in more than 1,200 newspapers throughout the world. My characters include Lucy, Linus, Joe.
Peanuts.
Peanuts, that's the comic strip. Interesting that Charles Schulz had his cartoons rejected in high school. Joe, there are 9 numbers up there on the board. A lot of interesting things behind them. Which number would you like to pick?
Well, my lucky number is 8.
And behind number 8, we have 6 of them.
That goes into your pocket. That's yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. And you've got the lead in the game, and we're off and running. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Good choices, huh? Well, one of our challengers, Joe Lustig, had a nice first segment, finding $600 in cash and the chess set, and he still has the lead. Joe at 30, the champion in second place at 25, Janet at 20. Name the professional basketball team that won 9 championships under Steve?
Boston Celtics.
Under Coach Red Auerbach, you are right. Yeah, you hear that 9. It's got to be the Boston Celtics. He ties Joe for first place. What 2 words complete these Michael Jackson lyrics, showing how funky and strong is your fight? It doesn't matter, Steve.
Just beat it.
That's it, yes. Who's wrong or right? Just beat it. You got it. And Steve goes into the lead at 35. Name the beverage you're drinking in Mexico if you order cerveza. Janet.
Beer.
Beer it is, and Janet goes to 25. Yeah. The Janet Bain fan club has heard from over there. All right. Always nice to get that first one. They've been beating you to the buzzer. It's the largest artery in the human body, and it carries blood away from the heart. Steve.
The aorta.
The aorta is exactly what it is, and the champion now with a $10 lead. So, instant bargain, and Steve, you've got the lead all by yourself. $10 lead. Oh. How about this?
Steve, it's all downhill with this gift. Beautiful ski equipment. You'll be all set to hit the slopes with this fine assortment, including skis, bindings, boots, and poles. Yours with a gift certificate from Sports Chalet. This ski wear is normally priced at $1,000, and today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $10.
Oh, Steve. Now.
Where, painful already.
Where do you live, Steve?
I live just outside of Denver, Colorado.
Nice mountains there. And
fine skiing.
Ski resorts.
And I don't have any.
$1,000 worth of $1,000 worth of ski equipment.
Oof.
Just $10. You would be in a tie with Joe. I offer Joe $200. I'll do the same for you. The ski equipment, $200 in cash, and you'd still be in a tie. Going once.
Take it.
Going twice. He's got a buy. All right. Did you hear that?
I heard that.
That's a sale surprise going with it. Way to go. Oh, Steve, $200 in cash. Would you hang on to that, Karen? Thank you. Let me count this out. You've also got yourself $1, $2, $3, $4, $500 more in surprise money. Hang on to that. Way to go. $700 in cash, $1,000.
I wondered what I was going to do about ski equipment, really.
You got it. And on our last show, you want a trip to Acapulco, right?
Right, right.
They don't go together, Steve.
Oh.
Back to business now. Of course, we knocked $10 off your score. You are in a tie with Joe. Enjoy all of the equipment.
Thank
Enjoy
you,
that skiing. Contrary to popular belief, these bristly rodents cannot shoot their quills. Joe.
Porcupine.
Porcupine is what it is. And Joe back into the lead by 5. Of which musical instrument are Yasha Heifetz and Isaac... Steve?
Violin.
And Isaac Stern, I was going to say, and the violin it is. Steve just beating Janet to the buzzer. Janet tied with the gentleman. 40% of this continent is covered by desert, including the world's largest. Joe.
Africa.
Africa, the Sahara Desert, the world's largest. Africa it is, and Joe bounces back into the lead. The world's largest railroad station serves over 100 and... Joe?
Grand Central Station.
Over 180,000 people to New York City every day. You're right, Grand Central Station it is. Yes. Would I be giving away my age if I said Grand Central Station, crossroads of a million private lives? Remember that on the radio there? Oh, God. It doesn't go back to the crystal set. Come on. It experienced a meteoric rise in 1985 when it became worth more than 10 francs in France. More than... Steve!
The dollar.
The dollar is exactly what it is. And Steve goes to 40. Yeah. Interesting. I know you've been reading about the dollar going up all over the world and all, but did you know that 5 years ago, the American dollar was the weakest major currency in the world? Just 5 years ago. We'll be right back. Those wonderful commercials I was checking. Two honest people remembered the radio show Grand Central Station, and 150 liars said they didn't. It is Joe and Alita, 45. Steve at 40. Janet not out of it at 25. Fame game once again. Try for a pick of that board with a famous place. I am a European city that began as a small village about the year 1500 A.D. During World War II, I was occupied by German troops. Joe, take it a chance.
Paris.
Incorrect. Took a chance, did not pay off. You're not playing for dollars, but for a pick of the board, so you stay at 45. But you're out of the rest of the question. We'll clear the board, continue for Janet and Steve. I was occupied by German troops, and on various occasions, much of me was destroyed by fire. Steve.
Warsaw.
Incorrect. Janet, a big break for you. Good, she said, yeah. Janet knows. She's got the rest of the question all to herself. So if you don't, now don't say anything in the audience, please. Much of me was destroyed by fire. Town Hall Square lies in my heart, near the Tivoli Gardens Amusement Park. A world-famous statue, the Little Mermaid, is in my harbor. I am the capital and largest... Look at her. She looks like the cat that swallowed the canary. I am the capital and largest city in Denmark. I am?
Copenhagen.
Copenhagen. All right. You took advantage of it. Now, what number do you want, Janet?
I'd like number six.
And behind number six, we have
gets added to your score, and Janet goes up to $30, and it gets a lot closer. Gentlemen, you're back in now with this question. Name the country where dissident Andrei Sakharov spends. Steve.
Russia.
That's where he's in exile. Russia it is, and Steve ties Joe again for first place. The two-word Latin phrase meaning after death is often used. Steve.
Anno Domini.
Anno Domini. I'd like to have the coroner perform an Anno Domini. No, post-mortem. Post-mortem, that's what that is. You lose five of that, Steve. Down to 40.
I don't know much Latin.
On that fateful night of song and legend, what great engineer was at the throttle of the... Steve!
Casey Jones.
Oh, yes, the man works on the railroads, the Cannonball Express. Casey Jones it is. And again, a tie. Now, Steve and Joe, with a tie, only one of you can have this instant bargain, and it's a goodie. Take a look and listen to this.
Here's a smart new addition for your kitchen. This sensational electronic refrigerator. A cool new idea in refrigerator freezers. With an electronic monitor that responds to your touch. Even tells you when the system is in working order. From Green & Roberts. This handsome refrigerator freezer is normally priced at $1,600. Today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $13.
Joe and Steve, only one of you can have it. I won't sell it for 13, but it will cost you two questions if you bought it for 10. Going once, going twice, and no sale. Game is closed. Down to the wire after this. Game is closed. Joe and Steve tied at 45. Janet at 30. Back with this. According to the Bible, how many apostles were present at... Steve?
11.
How many apostles were present at the Last Supper? No, 12, and you lose $5 down to 4. Now they all showed up, Steve. The highest spot in the 48 contiguous states is the top... Steve!
Mount McKinley.
No, top of what California peak in the 48 contiguous? Mount Whitney, and the Ooh. Champion takes another backward step, going down, losing 5, going to 35. Make Believe and Old Man River are two of the great songs, Joe.
Jerome Kern, Showboat.
That's the show we wanted, Jerome Kern, Showboat, yes. And Steve goes to 50. Well, Fame Game, third and final crack of the Fame Game. Somewhere up there is a $25 money card. We're looking for a famous person. I am a politician born in Kiev, Russia in 1898. The daughter of a family named Mavowitz. My family moved to the United States and I later taught school. Joe, taking a chance.
Golda Meir.
The chance pays off. Yeah. That's who it is. He, of course, became Prime Minister of Israel later on. Joe, you've got a $15 lead, but you can add to it now. What number do you want?
My wife told me to take number 4.
And behind number four, we have Mystery Money on Pick Again.
Now, did your wife tell you to take that mystery money and you don't know what it is or to pick another number?
What was that second number? Let's stick with the evens and go with number two.
And behind number two, we have a pager. Page command, people pager. You may beep children home, use for handicapped persons, home security, or panic beeper. Cooperate, plug it in. Page command, free spider near communication.
It's very nice. It's $299. And your wife wanted you to have it so she could keep track of you, Joe. Where were the other big money cards?
Behind the number one, the number five, and the number seven.
Oh, lucky number seven had that big $25 money card. Well, Steve and Janet were happy he didn't find that because now we finish up the game with a speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. And the champion is in trouble. He needs just 10 more dollars for the diamond bracelet, but he must win. He's trailing right now. It is Steve at 35, Janet at 30, and Joe in the lead at 50. Good luck as we start the speed round. Now, name the popular singer who produced and starred in the movie Entel. Joe.
Barbara Streisand.
Right. What game ends with the word checkmate? Steve.
Chess.
Right. When it's 3 p.m. in New York, what time is it in Hollywood? Steve.
Noon.
Time. What famous gangster was known as Scarface? Steve.
Al Capone.
Right. Name the man who led the Mormons into Utah. Steve.
Brigham Young.
Right. On which of the Hawaiian Islands would you find Pearl Harbor? Steve.
Oahu.
Right. Shinto is the national religion of Steve.
Japan.
Right. Which American president formed the Bull Moose Party? Joe.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Right. What state has the postal abbreviation MS? Steve.
Massachusetts.
Wrong. Who was our president during the Cuban Missile Crisis? Steve.
John Kennedy.
Right. What war ended at Appomattox Courthouse? Steve.
Revolutionary War.
Wrong. Name the Nobel Prize-winning author who wrote of mice and men. Janet.
Steinbeck.
Right. In mythology, what kind of winged animal was Pegasus? Steve.
Horse.
Right. In a Longfellow poem, who stands under the time is up. And Joe, you are the new champion of Telling the Century. Congratulations by $5. Steve missed a couple in the speed round, and it cost him. The Civil War ended at Appomattox Courthouse. MS is the postal abbreviation of Mississippi. And the judge very clearly said time was up, and you then said 12 noon right after it. Of course, that was correct, but a little late with the buzzer. Steve, I got to say goodbye to you, but
thank you.
My goodness, you've done very well.
Yes.
You've got yourself the vacuum cleaner, the stereo, great trip to Acapulco. You've got the skis, $1,855 in cash. Joe, Steve, I can't say that you've lost because you are well over $6,600 in vacuum cleaner.
Thank you.
Bye, Jackie. Janet didn't pick up anything along the way. Great match. We thank you. You've got the cash in front of you. Thank you for being here. Good luck with your cookbook. But it is Joe Lustig, our aspiring movie star, who joins me up here. Let's go shopping, Joe. Come on. Did a great job. You did some buying, and you still beat a fine champion, Joe. Here you stand. You've got yourself $60 with that win. $60 very easily. We'll buy you this.
Keep the home fires burning with this beautiful fireplace. A hot new addition to your decor made of porcelain and steel, including handsome brass accessories and a basket for wood, furnished by the Fireplace Shop. And this fireplace, normally priced at $2,479, it can be yours on sale of the century for only $85.
A lot of wonderful fireplace equipment. Now, I said you can easily afford it. The reason I said you can easily afford it is that you are entitled to that first level prize. It would normally cost $85, but you can have it for $60. So, of course, if you decided to put your money in the bank and play on, try for the next thing, you're a little further away than you would be. You need $115, and of course, keep winning. And the next thing up the line is this.
Here's a tasty addition to your decor, a dining room set. A beautiful mahogany table with bronze mounts, a reproduction of a style popular in 19th century France, with four antique rosewood chairs, furnished by George Georges and Sons. This dining room set, normally priced at $4,750, yours on sale of the century for only $175.
Thank you, Jay. That's very nice. That's the next thing up the line, but you are $115 away from that. A lot of terrific things. We got a trip to Egypt you haven't seen, a wonderful car you saw on the last show. If you get to $640, you'd have all the prizes on the stage. Get to $750, you'll have all the prizes plus this.
A cash jackpot of $63,000.
Growing. That That in total is $123,593 that could be yours, but it's a long way away. Right now you've got $60, and easily you can take that fireplace and all the equipment that goes with it and leave us, or put your money in the bank with the dining room set, the next thing up the line. Think about it for a moment. We'll get your decision right after this. Joe Lustig, $60, fine win. Upset a good champion to get here. With your $60, you can buy that fireplace equipment, fireplace and the equipment, everything that goes with it, take it and leave, or put your money in the bank. The dining room set is next, but you're $115 away from that dining room set. Joe, I know you've thought about it. What's your decision? You're going to put your money in the bank and come back, or are you going to take the fireplace and equipment and leave?
Oh, I'm having a great time. I'll be back.
Yeah, I thought that was the decision you were going to make. You can be the Casino Cup champion. We'll put the money in the bank. We'll have another $1,000, $64,000 in the cash jackpot. Two new challenges next time on Sale of the Century. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.
All prices are manufacturer suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.